So we're just going to relax and breathe. Just move into that sweet space of peace that underlies all of the activity. You can squirm around a little bit and stretch and just get the most possibly comfortable, at ease, at peace, in grace and love and light and laughter and joy, that divine energy at the center, ever available to us, that beautiful space that is there even when the surface appears to be chaos. There is that incredible well of peace. And so as we breathe deeply into our heart space, we can just relax into that beautiful well of peace. And open our hearts and our minds to the infinite eternal love that ever exists in that space. We are so dearly, deeply loved. In every moment of all of time, in every atom of all of space, this love exists and is ever directed to us, because that divine energy, our inner being, source, is omnipresent. And as beloved says, omnipresence is a hoot. And that beautiful, beautiful energy always is directed in our direction, because we are that. That is our essence. That is our life. That is our birthright. And that is our endless experience from the non-physical perspective. From the local perspective, we aren't always perceptive of this love. We aren't always receptive to this love, because that's up to us. And as we breathe and relax, we can express our willingness to open our hearts to the love, to feel that incredible energy that is caring and admiration and appreciation for all that we are, for all that we've ever been. For we are a part of that divine energy. And as beloved said, you don't necessarily love yourself, but we're really good at loving ourselves. And you are a part of the we that we are. So our love is infinite and eternal. And here at this local level, we can get better and better at loving ourselves and matching that beautiful energy of spirit that is love itself. And as we vibrate there, things change in the outer world. And that's what the meditation is about today. It's coming from four different quotes from Abraham in different time periods. One from yesterday is a paraphrase, because all I had was my notes. I haven't had time to transcribe it yet. But Abraham said, if you are in joy, you can uplift others. The more you are like your inner being, the more you can uplift. And I love the idea of uplifting. I want to be a positive presence in the world everywhere I go. That's who I am, and I want to share that love everywhere I go. And so If I'm in harmony with my inner being, I can bring a smile, I can bring a laugh, I can share the love. I can allow that beautiful light that is spirit to shine through me, in me, and as me, out in the world. And another way, at time, Abraham said, there is only one way of helping others. You have to feel good yourself and see others as they want to be. And everyone else wants to be joyful. They want to be happy. They want to be clear and intelligent and powerful. And seeing everyone else in that way is seeing them as their inner being sees them. Their inner being sees them at the top of their game all the time, because their inner being is in the vortex looking at what they've asked for and vibrating there. And the love of life is intrinsic to everyone. Life sometimes has felt like it's beaten us down and we don't have that love. But that intrinsic desire to know that we are loved, to love ourselves, to love life, to love others, I truly believe that is intrinsic to each of us. So if I feel good myself, I can see others feeling good, imagining life as joy, feeling the power moving in and through them, radiating light themselves. So we can imagine that sunshine of the heart, that radiance of the heart, coming through in more and more people. And I find that really exciting. That's such a powerful thought to me. And seeing others living in love feels like who I want to be as a person. Abraham another time said, your only chance of influencing another to happiness is for you to truly be happy. And the only way for you to truly be happy is to achieve the state of vibrational alignment between you and you with a capital Y, you and your inner being, me and my inner being. And to be in vibrational alignment with my inner being means to be in love, to feel the joy, to feel the freedom, to feel the knowing, to feel the empowerment and the appreciation for life that is the truth of who we are. And my favorite of these quotes is the longest one. To train your vibration to love is freedom. To train my vibration to love is freedom for me. Wow, isn't that a powerful thought? To train your vibration to love is freedom. To train your vibration there, do it with easy things first. Cats, dogs, children, babies, pick the easy stuff. Let them help you train your vibration. Train it into love, train it into alignment. And before you know it, you will be one who lives unconditional love. And then you will be a true uplifter and healer. Sick people will walk by you and you'll say, hi, and they'll be better. Confused people will walk by and you'll give them your attention and they'll suddenly have a moment of clarity. You have that kind of power of influence. And you don't have to have an out-of-body experience to have it. So how do we have it? We have it by training our vibration to love. So I invite you in this meditation to just once again breathe slowly and deeply into your heart space. Relax and let any tension just leave your body. Once again, if it feels good, squirm around a little bit and see if there's a way to get even more comfortable, to let go a little more and just be here now. Be here in the love. Love is omnipresent. We see through a filter of grace and we see love. We see through a filter of fear and we see something to fear. And so we are working to let go of the filters of fear or anger that we grew up with, that we learned from people who did their best to teach us how to stay safe from a place of thinking that we and they were not necessarily safe. But as we spend our time more and more powerfully sinking deeply into the love, we are safe. And there is a beautiful filter of grace that we can don like a pair of beautiful sunglasses. I'm saying the ones they make for little children shaped like hearts. And as we put on our heart sunglasses and our filter of grace, we suddenly look around the world and our eyes are drawn to places of beauty. Our eyes are drawn to the puppies and the kittens, the children and the babies, the birds and the clouds and the sky and the reflections in the water. Our lives become a symphony of beauty and harmony and joy. With an occasional clashing symbol of contrast that requires us to let go and recenter ourselves into the peace and the light and the grace and put our beautiful sunglasses back on and allow the light to shine brightly again, to feel the love, and to look for love everywhere we go. And there's so many ways to do that. We can go home to our house and look for the love. Look for all the ways our house supports us. We have cozy beds and food in the fridge and bathrooms with hot and cold running water and flush toilets. That is love in powerful expression. We can go out and notice that we have a car that gives us a lot of mobility beyond where we could walk. We go out and discover that there is a beautiful flower or a tree, or we hear a bird song and we realize that we are surrounded by nature. Even though much of our environment is paved or built up, there still is a crack in the sidewalk that has a dandelion growing in it. And there is a bee on the dandelion, and the pollination increases, and the bee makes honey, and the bee pollinates plants and the crops grow and we have food to eat. And there is this amazing circle of life that continues. It is such a beautiful thing to witness this grace unfolding all around us. And it's easiest for me in the park looking at the animals and the birds and the insects and plants. Right now, the dragonflies and damselflies and butterflies are coming out. And for the first time this year, there is flight all through the air beyond the birds. And it's funny because more and more birds are flying, and we have lots of tree swallows at the park. And as I walk across the meadows, I walk through the grass and it raises the gnats and other insects, and I get kind of dive bombed by tree swallows whizzing by me to grab the insects. And then I see the tree swallows going to the nesting box to feed the baby tree swallows. And I've seen the bluebirds, male and female, feeding the baby bluebirds all around the park. And I see the ducklings, and they are growing. And the first batch of ducklings that we had this year is almost ready to fly. They're within a week of flying. They fly between 50 and 60 days after they hatch. And we're closing in on 50 days since I first saw them. So I'm watching for the first flights. The last 2 years, I've caught some of the first flights of the new ducks, and that's a thrill. And the goslings are growing. They are getting their adult feathers, and they're changing their colors, and they're stretching their necks up. And they're no longer little yellow fuzz buckets. They're kind of black and white-ish colors. And they are gaining their wings, feathers, and their tail feathers, and it takes them a little longer to fly, so they've got a ways to go because they have a lot more growing to do than the ducks. They're so much bigger. But it's so fun just to watch how nature unfolds in such perfection, and somehow they know how to do it. And I am just so grateful to witness all that they know how to do. And as I walk through the park, I appreciate so much everything that I'm seeing. And as people walk by me, I point out, there are ducklings, and here is a beautiful butterfly. And this butterfly is called a red admiral, and that one's called a small white, and that one's called a little wood satyr. And people's eyes get big, and they start to see nature more clearly as nature is pointed out to them. And we have that gift as we appreciate. If we talk about and share what we appreciate, we can shine that beautiful light of appreciation, that beautiful ray of love that we are experiencing. We can shine it so other people can feel it and be uplifted too. So in our happiness, we can share and be uplifted. It doesn't matter what we're uplifted by. We can watch a beautiful movie, or we can be, I saw some beautiful dancers on TV last night, and I heard a fabulous singer last night, and I shared it with Bob, and I was moved by it, and he was moved by it as well. And as we share these things that uplift and move us, it can help uplift and move others. And that joy that we share is like being like our inner being, who is loving all the time. So we can see that beauty, we can see that radiance in other faces. And then having seen that radiance there, we can imagine someone who in this moment isn't maybe experienced radiance. So there may be someone you know who has down periods, and you can send them love and watch their faces turn from gray to golden. That was one of the things I loved about when I had clients who came to my home, because we would sit and chat and pray together, and the down nature of their faces would turn, and suddenly, instead of gray, they would glow. And it was so beautiful to see the light shine through. The light that had been there all along, but tamped down by that filter of fear or anger or shame or whatever. But as we let go of those negative emotions and move up the emotional scale, our light begins to shine more and more powerfully. So let's just take a moment and think of someone we care about and imagine their face starting to turn from gray to golden, starting to lighten up. Maybe see a little smile starting. Maybe see a little twinkle in an eye that has been downcast. Maybe seeing the light shining bright and powerfully all of a sudden, coming into the awareness of the fullness of their being. And we can know that fullness from the very beginning. We can trust that it is ever there. And we can help them, even in our imagination, by imagining them the way they would want to be if their light were able to shine so brilliantly. And it may be true that by law of attraction, the next time you see them, they'll be shining. And that can be a joyful experience. So this is something we can do anytime we want to. If we think of someone or hear someone who's not feeling well or feeling down, we can imagine them lightening up. We can see their face change. We can see the smile grow. We can hear their laughter and know that we are loving them unconditionally in the process and doing our best to help them lift. It is great to do that. I love the feeling. And so as we've run out of time for this meditation, we're just going to stretch and relax and remember that all is truly well. And just turn our attention now to the outside rather than the inside. And so it is.